From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, the Jamaican Association on Intellectual Disabilities gets a lift, a wheelchair lift. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The Jamaica Association on Intellectual Disabilities, JADE, has received $10,000 for the installation of a state-of-the-art wheelchair lift. The support came from Magna Motors, the authorized Hyundai dealership in Jamaica. After sales manager Elise Jimenez says the donation signifies the beginning of a partnership between Magna and JADE.
We want to play a part in reshaping the narrative of intellectual disabilities, ensuring that the kids do not become victims of their limitations.
The installation of the wheelchair lift is part of planned improvements to the main building of the Randolph Lopez School of Hope in St. Andrew, which houses JADE. Mr. Jimenez says the organization, through its various institutions, continue to perform commendable work in support of the nation's most vulnerable.
It's remarkable that a small school founded in 1956 with just 5 students and 1 teacher has now evolved into the largest school in the English-speaking Caribbean, serving children of intellectual disability. Remarkable.
Mr. Jimenez says the Randolph Lopez School is making it possible for children to experience a sense of community and hope, noting that Magna Motors is proud to be part of that process.
This school transcends academic instruction and provides the kids with a rich sense of community, allowing them to see the world through a prism of optimism. I'd like to commend JADE for the outstanding work of the years, which has allowed our children to thrive and make the way for themselves.
President of JADE, Sonia Jackson, is grateful for the donation.
We are very scarce on resources, both human and financial. But we made the provision, we left the space, the passageway is there, but we didn't know how it was going to be executed. But I'm a dreamer and I'm a believer, and once you have a vision and you work towards it, you will attain it. We thank you for beginning this partnership with us, and you're supporting us in fulfilling one of our long-term dreams.
Ms. Jackson says the installation of the wheelchair lift, as well as additional improvement works, should be completed in time for the new academic year in September. The lift will provide ease of access to the building for students with physical challenges. It will also bring the JADE building in compliance with the Disabilities Act of 2014, which outlines provisions to safeguard and enhance the welfare of persons with disabilities across Jamaica and to ensure their full and effective participation and inclusion. Ms. Jackson is also lauding the many private and public sector entities that continue to support the Jamaican Association on Intellectual Disabilities, including the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund, National Health Fund, and the Kiwanis Club of Constant Spring. JADE is a non-governmental organization and charity that operates 5 special education schools in Jamaica. These are the Randolph Lopez School of Hope in St. Andrew, Windsor in St. Catherine, Woodlawn in Manchester, Llandilo in Westmoreland, and the Edge Hill School of Special Education in St. Anne. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
It's Emancipendence time again, and Pika joins JCDC in celebrating Jamaica 54. Come and apply for your passport, Jamaican citizenship, as well as unconditional landing and extension of stay at the Independence Village Rani Williams Entertainment Center from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pika at Independence Village 2016, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.